Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with my good friend Neil Hare. Neil, I need your website again, please.
It's globeviz.com. GLOBEVIZ.com.
All right, and that's for Global Communication. Global Vision Communication, LLC is the name of his company. I encourage you to check that out. Hey, Neil, I want to get into what's to be coming at us from the government. What you think? What you see out there? And by the way, folks, Neil is—he's not part of the government like me. He's just reporting on these things and keeping up with it. He's doing a great job. Neil, when you look out across the landscape there now, you've had your business now for 15 years. You got clients all over the place. What are you seeing out there? Are you seeing something that looks more like a snapback recovery, a more drawn out process? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to say. I think, you know, the good news is I think we're seeing with some of the reopening that we are getting a little bounce back in the economy. But you got to keep in mind that you got restaurants who are only able to operate at 25% capacity.
They can't stay open long, can they?
Right. Even your customers, a lot of people are still nervous about going out. I mean, they say here in Washington where I'm at, 35% of our restaurants are never going to reopen again. They're not going to make it. So that's not going to be helpful to the V-shaped recovery. So I foresee, and Jim, you know I'm a very optimistic guy.
Yep.
But I think this recovery is going to take a little bit longer, maybe even a couple of years until we get back to where we were.
But once again, like so many other things, we have to differentiate between Wall Street and Main Street, right? Main Street's the real economy. Wall Street is a monopoly money economy. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, what the market did on Friday, kind of blew my mind. I mean, it's great for your 401k.
What movie are they watching?
I don't know.
Neil, I don't know.
The small businesses I talk to, and I talk to a lot of Chamber of Commerce executives, you know, they're hurt. And now, you know, we just had riots on top of a shutdown. So that hurts some businesses. So there's a lot going on.
And what hurts small businesses hurts chambers. And when chambers are hurting, a whole lot of the nexus of a community goes away. Folks, we need to support our chambers of commerce. I know Neil agrees with me on that. Neil, in a couple of minutes we got left, what do you see out there in terms of what's next? The government stepped up and helped us. It's going to cost future generations. We got to absorb all these trillions of dollars in costs, this lost opportunity that the government's trying to help pay for. But is there, you mentioned earlier, there's still some PPP money available if you want to get your application in. Do you see more coming? Do you see more funding potential coming?
Yeah, I do see more coming. I mean, they are talking about another stimulus package.
Is it needed?
Around July 4th. What's that, Jim?
Is it needed? Is it necessary? If there's still PPP money out there?
I think let's all keep our fingers crossed that we're kind of flattened out on the COVID situation and we're reopening and it's going to be good. But if that doesn't happen, I mean, I don't think we're going back to a shutdown. I don't think we're shutting down the economy anymore. But there could still be problems.
This will never happen again. We will never shut down the economy again like we did this time. I'll take to the streets with a hatchet or whatever. I'll take a hostage. We're never going to do this again, Neil. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it was necessary, but it's over, and we're not going back. So, you know, whether we need the money or not, I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of businesses that are struggling still and probably could use a little bit more money. But I think that's what Congress is going to do. I don't think they're going to do it one way or the other.
Hopefully,
money will be for other.
Now that there's not as much urgency or hysteria or unknown. maybe whatever it's done going forward will be very targeted and strategic and useful. What do you think?
Yeah, well, they're doing this Main Street lending program, which is for bigger companies,
right,
where you got to get a $500,000 loan.
Right.
You know, which I think could be helpful. And they're looking, you know, again, they're always talking about doing that infrastructure spending bill.
Right.
So that would be good for construction companies, things like that. Although
right,
that never seems to happen.
Right.
So,
hey, Neil,
yeah, look, there's still.
I gotta wrap it up, Neil. Listen, come back soon. Let's get you back on more often, and we need your wisdom and perspective. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Anytime. I'm always happy to join you on the show. Great to talk to you again, as always.
Give us the website quickly one more time.
It's globeviz.com.
GLOBEVIZ.com.
Global Vision Communications.
There you go. Neil Hare, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.